Church and ministry property tax exemptions are not automatic in most states. You'll want to know the law on this.
The Legal Alert. Here's attorney David Gibbs, Jr.
Pastor Tom from Nevada recently received a notice that his church owed almost 7 years in back property taxes. The bill was huge. In a panic, he called our attorneys at the Christian Law Association. After the church incorporated in the year 2014, it went through the formal 501c3 application process with the Internal Revenue Service. At that time, Pastor thought that they had taken all the necessary steps to be tax exempt. The church was an established nonprofit with the state and federally exempt from income taxes, but it never went on to file for a state property tax exemption. Let me repeat that. The fact that you are federally and state tax exempt does not mean that you have property tax exemption, and this church had never filed for their state property tax exemption. This resulted in several years of accrued property taxes. Be sure you know in your state what the law is for each individual state. And if you have any question about property taxes, call our lawyers. We'll be honored to help you if we can.
Call 888-252-1969. Our website is christianlaw.org.
And we're about 8.5 minutes past 12 noon on a beautiful Monday, this last Monday in the month of November. And today and tomorrow, kind of taking a break and regrouping, getting ready for our Christmas ham giveaways, which will start Wednesday, December 1st. And so be listening, and we'll take the caller of the day when you hear the Christmas bells. And it's kind of very similar to the turkey shoot. We'll be asking you how many bells you think it'll take to ring in Christmas, and looking for a number between 1 and 5. And again, we'll take the caller of the day. So on December 1st, we'll be taking caller number 1. And say on December the 9th, we'll be taking caller number 9. And you get how that goes. Well, Swap Shop is just around the corner, and we would love to have your company. If you've got time to hang around, myself and Brother Eddie Conard will be here with you. And as always, we're taking your items absolutely free of charge to mention them on the radio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or trade something, lost and found, or you're going to do a garage or estate sale, maybe indoors, we'll be happy to invite folks on your behalf. Now, a couple of different ways that you can get your information to us. You are always welcome to call us, 828-884-9427. We are doing a little bit of work. We, as in someone else, not me, Brother Daniel is doing some work on our phone system today. So if you try us and don't get us, be patient and try back. We're doing a little switch over to a different system, and that's in the works today. So we appreciate your understanding with that. Our text line, 828-577-1296. We'll open up that today for information. If you want to get it to us that way, you can email wgcr@icloud.com. And all of those ways will get to us immediately. And if it's something, maybe you want to include a photograph and it is not time sensitive, find us online at wgcr.net and just click on the tab that says Swap Shop. Well, we've started some Christmas music. We had all Christmas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we're doing a little bit of a mixture now. And I love the sisters. I love their harmony. Of course, their mama, Mrs. Roop, with the Roops for years. And these are her three daughters, and they go by the sisters, and what harmony. But I sure appreciate the ministry that they have, and I love this song. It's simply entitled Your Presence.
In the busy Christmas noise, all the lights, the bells, the toys, I have found you are the only source of comfort and joy. Lord, I want your presence for Christmas. I want your presence for Christmas. I long to feel your and the year is fresh and new. What will linger are the moments spent, my Lord, just worshiping you.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the sun.
Ruth K. Jones is the writer of this hymn. She was a pastor's wife and mother to five. One of her sons wrote a letter that explained the writing of this hymn. It was during the time of World War II, with all the horrors that war brings, that she was reading in 2 Timothy 3, where the Bible says, "Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Very quickly, the words and music came to Mrs. Jones. She took a piece of paper from her apron and wrote, "In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus." Oh, yes, he's the one. "This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
that familiar theme. Welcome to Monday, the last Monday in the month of November, today the 29th, and we're about 26 days and counting until Christmas. Yeah, we're in that mode, and I want to say that we do hope and pray that everybody enjoyed a great Thanksgiving, and my, the Lord's sure been good to all of us, and we have much to be thankful for, and appreciate the folks that worked here and allowed a lot of us to have some time off. Appreciate that very much, and they did a great job. But it's good to be back with you today and looking forward to the next couple of weeks as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And, of course, that's what Christmas is. Oh, you want to tighten that up? I'll turn that down. We're having a uncooperative... it has a mind of its own there. Brother Eddie will move it and it swings back the... I've never seen it do that before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do this.
Or swing it to the side and turn. I don't. Okay, everybody be really quiet.
Everybody be real quiet and real still, and maybe it won't move.
He would turn it, and as soon as he would let it go, it would go back to where it was.
It was like some magnet or something was like pulling it back over that way. I don't know what it was it was getting ready to do there. It was kind of like. Anyway,
I've not seen it do that, but welcome to Monday.
It's a Monday, yes. Just slip in a couple minutes behind schedule there. We got into a sharing of scriptures yesterday with services.
And, what do you mean?
And so we kind of got into a biblical discussion out there. That's the thing, when you've got a building full of preachers running around, and you know, you kind of bounce things off each other all the time, which is a great thing. And so, yeah, we had kind of just had to share those thoughts. When they got so big, you have to share them. That's a good thing.
I just kind of sit around and I'm like, you know, I'm blessed because I get to hear messages not just on church days, you know, in person, yeah. But just sit around and soak it all up. But we do welcome everybody to Monday, and we're looking forward to it's a busy time, but what a blessed time it is. Yeah. And reminding everybody that coming up on Saturday, let's see, I think the Hendersonville Parade starts at 10:30.
Right, right.
Then the Brevard Parade is Saturday afternoon at 3.
Okay.
And we will be broadcasting the parade.
Okay,
and,
very
good. So we'll have that. And we will be doing a Facebook Live video for folks that may want to watch if you can't
that
be there.
Good. Yeah.
And one thing, if I don't understand a whole lot about it, but mm-hmm. from what I understand, once something's put up on Facebook Live, unless mm-hmm. we remove it, it'll stay there for a little
while.
That's
correct.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's correct, yeah.
So even if you can't watch it on Saturday afternoon, mm-hmm. it'll be there. Just hop over to Anchor Broadcasting, and you can view it whenever you'd like.
Yeah.
And then the Rosman Parade will be on Sunday.
Okay.
It's after church.
Right.
And usually it cranks up over at the elementary school around 2:00.
Okay.
That's my ballpark time.
Right.
And I will work on getting a more concrete time.
Yeah.
But we may stay with ballpark.
Well,
but
yeah.
I love the atmosphere, Rosman. It's a true hometown.
That's right.
I love it. And then also I want to say salutes to the folks in Little River. They're putting their parade back together after about 30 years.
Okay. Very
haven't
good.
Had one, used to have one, and so they're trying to start that back up. So that's on the 11th.
Excellent.
And then let me grab an email here before I forget it.
Yeah.
Which happens often that I forget things. But Rosman Baptist Tabernacle is mm-hmm. doing the Streets of Bethlehem this year.
Oh, that's going to be great. Yeah.
And they do a phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosman Baptist Tabernacle sits right next to Rosman Elementary, if you're wondering where it is. Okay.
Right.
And they're going to be doing the Streets of Bethlehem. And what they do, if it follows kind of what has been done in years past, is they start in the marketplace usually, mm-hmm. and they take you through the birth, parts of the life, and then the ascension of the Lord Jesus. They kind of take you all through.
That's wonderful.
And do a great job. And so they have walk through from 6 to 7, and then drive through 7 to 9, or until the last car gets through.
Okay.
So mark your calendar December the 9th through the 12th.
Okay.
Okay, very so good. I'm going to click over here, and that's going to be a Thursday through Sunday. Is that right?
Yeah.
So December 9th through the 12th, not this Thursday, but it'll start next Thursday.
Right.
So I just saw that. We'll get it on Carolina calendar, but I wanted to give a shout out and let folks know they are doing that.
And that takes a lot of staff and a lot of people there at the church to put that on. It really is a big production, and everybody gets involved. And it's really good to see the whole church. Amen. You know, a lot of times you have Christmas plays and things like that, and, you know, you kind of you have those select numbers that are in those programs. But when you have a production this big and get the whole church involved, and it's just it really does set the tone for the season. Just make that, you know, so... You know, we used to do that up at Beulah years ago, and of course, you know, back in the day, we had all the very same kind of thing. We had everything transformed from the and for the drive-through, and was a part of that for several years. And we inherited, believe it or not, we inherited that from a dear pastor there at Skyland First Baptist, and Brother Carl Mintz. He was the one that was kind of instrumental in that. And when they changed things up over there a little bit, we got all of their supplies and all their booths and all of their decorations and everything, and that was incredible. And so we transformed the whole campus there at Beulah, there in Big Willow. It was a tremendous thing. We had a wonderful response down through the years.
I've actually been to that before.
So we had a really good time. Of course, with attrition and and of course COVID and all that stuff, it's kind of knocked it down a few years. And so, but they've not been able to do it on the scale that we once did. But go to that. It'll really be a big blessing, I'm sure.
And I want to invite churches, if you're doing something special that you'd like the community to know about, we would be honored to get to invite folks on your behalf. And I'm thinking of several churches, and I won't mention any just in case. I know things can change and sickness and other things can happen. But if you've got something special going on and we would like to invite the community, please let us know, and we will put that on Carolina calendar absolutely free of charge.
Yeah, and one thing, I don't know if you probably pulled it off already to read, but one thing that's going on this week, and I know Brother Wayne Stafford and I are good friends, and his church is right in the, they've just started today for their after Thanksgiving Jubilee going on this week. There's a big thing they've got going on down there this week. Lots of preachers, everybody from Brother Davy Shelton to Brother Travis Parker, Alan Kirk, Jeff Ledbetter, and many others will be there preaching. The AG family going to be there singing. The Butcher family is going to be there singing. And every day this week at 10 a.m. and at 7 p.m. every day, it's going to be wide open down there for their after Thanksgiving Jubilee. So you don't want to miss that.
No, you don't. And the AG family actually sponsored our listeners' today.
That's right.
And I mentioned at the top of the hour about the Jubilee and that they're going to be there.
Good.
But they really put a lot of effort into this meeting, a lot of prayer into this meeting. And it is a blessing. It's the 10th year they've been doing this.
Yes.
And let me give you Brother Wayne Stafford's phone number. If you need more information about Pilgrim's Way, their Jubilee, you can reach Pastor Stafford at 828-429-7616. And if he doesn't answer, they may still be in service. So, call maybe a little later this afternoon. And if you're wanting to go, it's not hard to find.
No, it's not hard.
It's located off of Hamilton Road in Rutherfordton.
Yeah, you just head down, especially if you're leaving from this area, your best bet, just go down I-26, pick up 74 down at Columbus, and just head east on 74 till you get to the those Rutherfordton exits, and you follow the directions off your GPS there to get to the to Hamilton Road. But it's not that hard to find. It's really really quick.
485 if you want to put it in your GPS. 485 Hamilton Road in Rutherfordton.
Yep.
Pray for this meeting. Be there if you can, but pray for them that the Lord would just bless in a special way.
Yeah.
And I look forward to hearing all that the Lord's going to be doing there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, again, that's part of Carolina Calendar, and we're glad to let folks know what's going on. And a lot of churches will do a Christmas program, and they will maybe do it an extra night or two to allow folks from other churches to come. I know it's hard if you have it on church night, Sunday night, or even Wednesday night. Yeah. It's hard for other churches to come and be a part of it, so some may have it on a Saturday or Friday or both.
Yeah.
So we'll help get the word out for you.
Absolutely.
Well, folks are wanting us to help get the word out on It's Dry. It's really dry.
Yeah, for sure.
And
it's going to be dry all week.
It is. Yeah. The winds that we've had, you know, just kind of those constant, even though they're not super strong, just those light winds that are consistent, they dry things out. Mm-hmm. And this month will finish out as one of the top five driest months in the last 10 years.
Oh, my. Well.
Yeah.
I didn't really think of it in that regard, but yeah.
Yeah, so they are, the Forest Service and other officials are saying, please, whatever you do, do not burn.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you could get a burn permit.
Probably not.
I kind of doubt it.
Yeah.
And the next chance of rain doesn't come to what, maybe the weekend?
Yeah, I think so, and it's just a slight one.
Yeah,
it's not
and
big.
There's a big fire at Pilot Mountain. Now, that's in Surry County. Yep. Down around what, Winston-Salem, if I read correctly, mm-hmm. northwest of Winston-Salem, they've had about 200 acres burn there.
Okay.
And the fire call came in about midnight a couple of nights ago. So they've been battling it for at least 2 days.
Yeah.
And so they're one saying if you are planning on going and hiking in some of the trails there at Pilot Mountain State Park, well, forget that because it's closed. Mm-hmm. And they're asking folks not to fly drones in the area because the drones are affecting and the air fighting with helicopters or other type of aircraft used to fight the fire.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks, you know, now have drones that have cameras and you can mm-hmm. get photos. And I understand, but they say, please, you know, and they also say, please do not stop in the middle of the road and try to get photos.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's something that people are doing because they put out a please do not.
Okay. Yeah.
I was trying to look. They're just saying that the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, the North Carolina Fire Service, and other officials are warning of high fire danger.
Right. Well, again, you know, we've got dry temperatures. I look outside the windows right now. We've got gusting winds today about 18 miles an hour. It really just, if you get caught, let me just get, let you just say this. If you burn, and if you don't have a permit, number one, and number two, it causes damage to other people's structures, or God forbid you do something to your own structure, there could be major consequences.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, financially and legally. So be careful. It's just not a good thing to do. I know those leaves are piling up, and I know that a lot of folks, and we talked about this last week, you know, some people are just saying, just let them lay. Okay, that's a good thing. Just let them lay. I saw one guy that was out there trying to, he put them in a, he's got some kind of thing that you dump the leaves into and it kind of grinds them up into bags.
Oh.
And, you know, and that may be a solution.
Yeah.
Instead of having to rake them up and just put them in bags, he could probably, he had a huge pile of leaves, but he was all, be able to get them all in maybe one of those nice contractor bags. So that being said, things like that you can do besides burning them. And raking them into a ditch and lighting it on fire, not a good idea right now.
No,
and so,
and you mentioned something last week I think that would be worth mentioning again because I've kind of been semi-guilty of doing what you're talking about, the lawnmower thing.
Yeah, be careful about the lawnmowers. If you're trying to mulch them with lawnmowers, a lot of these new lawnmowers have mulching capability, you know, when it comes to grass clippings, and I know some people try to do it with their leaves, and it helps. It does help compost it, but just remember, don't let the leaves pile up underneath, between the deck and the body of the mower, because there are moving parts under there, and they get hot. Those pulleys and the belts and all that, they get hot. And there have been cases of those spontaneously combusting, especially as dry as everything is. And when it get, you know, it doesn't take much when it's dry and it's and things get hot. To spontaneously combust. And so that being said, don't let them pile up under there. If you're pushing them around or mulching them, make sure you clear them out. as you go along, because then again, you know, it's probably not everybody does it, but I've seen people do it, and I watched a fellow burn his lawnmower to the ground because of that. So be careful. Be careful.
Yeah, and you know, we get in this season right now. You know, we do. We get into the season where everybody's trying to get the yard cleaned up from the leaves coming down. But again, the top five driest months in the last decade, last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so just please.
Be careful.
Don't burn.
Yep.
And if you are dead set that you've got to burn this, you need to contact the officials and make sure that you are allowed to with the burning permit.
Yeah, and I think Transylvania County, we know that they've announced that they're still doing their, if you call them and let them know you've bagged your leaves up, they'll come by and pick them up.
Yeah, in Brevard.
In Brevard, in the city of Brevard. I said the county, but I meant Brevard. If you live in the city and you call them and you say, hey, I've got bags to pick up, they'll come by and pick them up. So that, you know, that may be your solution if you live in the city.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you live in the country, right now is not a good time.
Leave them be.
Probably wait till like it snows.
It would,
you know,
it would
like
hurt.
A foot or something. You know, let enough water get in the ground again before we do anything like that.
Yeah, and as dry as we are right now, it would take a good soaking rain to help get us out of the high fire danger.
Yeah. And watch out if you're cleaning out your stove or your fireplace. Make sure if you're having to clean that out, if you have a place, an area where you're disposing of the ashes, have water on hand and make sure that they are soaking wet before before you walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though ashes, they may look dry and they may look cold and all that stuff, there could be embers in there.
That's true.
And you just don't, you know, throw them out into the woods or at the edge of the yard or wherever you're going to do that. Don't do that. Have an area where you're going to dispose of them. Make sure that it's appropriate. But also, wouldn't be a bad idea just to take you 2 or 3 gallons of water in your hand out there and just pour over it and make sure that those, it's kind of like the old saying, what Smokey the Bear used to say, it's not out until it's cold and out.
Yeah.
And that's what they always teach the Boy Scouts and all that stuff. You had to be cold and had to be out. And one way you can do that, obviously, is to lay the water to it and make sure that those ashes, and even if you've not had a fire in it for a day or two, make sure that they're out completely.
I guess it would surprise us to know how long it can stay warm.
It would. It would, really would. I mean, I've rolled back ashes, 24 hours later in the stove that we have, and I still got embers in there that, I don't even have to use kindling to build a fire back. So it's safe to make sure.
And you'd much rather do that than consider the alternative. What if?
Yeah, don't use a plastic bucket to get your ashes out.
No.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
No, and don't leave them sitting out on the
wooden
deck.
Don't leave them sitting in the bucket or a wooden deck.
In the plastic bucket.
Yeah, don't go pour them in the plastic trash can.
There's a lot of things.
You think we're kidding? But we see stories in the news all the time about stuff like that. That it's just, God love them.
Well, and you know, when you're cleaning out, you're digging in that bottom part of the stove.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where those embers, that's where they stay.
Yeah, boy.
And so when you're getting them out, you may not think much about it, but so err on the side of caution.
Absolutely.
Another thing we wanted to just kind of put the word out is that the Better Business Bureau says that they are seeing a lot of scams now concerning Powerball lottery winners.
Oh, my.
Apparently, a fraudulent text message is making its rounds, and it's being sent out, and it says that you've been chosen to receive free money from some type of winner, and apparently they're using a man's name who won a lot. $768 million.
Oh, wow.
And he lives in Wisconsin, but he won this back a couple of years ago. Well, they're saying that it's coming from him. Well, it's a scam.
Yeah.
And so you know, they've used your, they used to use your house phone all the time. Then mm-hmm. they've now gotten into cell phones and in yep. messages. Now they're doing text messages. So if it seems too good to be true,
and
it
emails,
is,
and it, emails.
That's right, emails. Because you've got something.
I got
we're talking
one.
About it with Social Security.
One. Yeah, I mean, I got another one today. You know, they what they do is that they spoof your accounts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they send you this email letting you know, congratulations, and your order. I got one today saying your order has shipped, and I went, what order? And what it is was an email. It said, dear customer. Well, first of all, I knew that it wasn't me, because if I had bought something and it had shipped, it would have, like, dear, my name.
Yeah, it would.
Okay, that's the first clue. And then, of course, I looked down through there, and it was, I saw the purchase, and I'm, nope, that's not me. And it was being shipped to an address in Florida, and I knew that that wasn't me. And I'm thinking, well, what the key is that they've embedded a message in that email, and if you click on that tracking number, then guess what? Uh-oh. You've opened the email.
Oh no.
And when you open emails from people that you don't know, they gain access to your email account.
Mm.
And that's how they are getting into folks' technical and financial information. So don't do it. Don't do it. It, you know, if it, listen, the best rule of thumb is, if it sounds too good to be true, it is.
Delete it.
It is. Just delete it. Don't open it.
Yeah.
Don't open it. Delete it. Get it out of there. It happened. It happened. And it's trying, you know, and again, once they get your email, even if you've gone and changed your financial information and you changed everything at the bank, which is great, that's what you need to do, they'll still try to do their best. And it, and we say it over and over, last couple of months we've been harping on that, because it is holiday season, and now they're
you hate that we have to even talk
about
it.
Yeah, we have to talk about it.
But it is,
it's a reality.
And it is running, it's raging.
Yeah.
And somebody texted in, 1817, said that they got emails a couple of years ago saying that they had won the lottery in another country.
Oh, wow.
And it's crazy what they do. And usually without fail, every, if not every day, at least every other day, there's emails that come in to one of the accounts of the radio station that say, dear sir or madam, I'm the attorney for the late prince of whoever, and he had no living relatives, and you are inheriting his fortune of a, you know, gazillion dollars.
Yep,
and
yep.
Yeah, but please, I mean, yeah.
So
we all know that's okay. It didn't happen.
Yep.
North Carolina DOT says that it's going to be a record year, and not really a record year you want. It's
no.
a record year for litter.
Litter?
Yeah.
Mm.
This volume of litter was staggering.
Okay.
People across North Carolina in 2021, the folks, you know, that like do Adopt a Highway or
mm-hmm.
Sponsor Highway,
mm-hmm.
that just those that work to clean up the road, they have collected or stand to collect this year over 12 million pounds of litter.
Oh, my.
12 million pounds.
Oh, goodness.
I don't really anyhow, and they want you to know that, you know, there's an app for about everything, and there is an app for litter. It's called SWAT a Litter Bug.
SWAT a Litter Bug.
Yeah, SWAT SWAT a Litter Bug app, and you use it to turn people in that you see littering.
Okay.
That's how you.
So community policing.
Pretty much it, yeah. So you are the litter bug police. So if anybody asks, you are. Yeah. I mean, 12 million pounds, I don't want to see anybody litter.
No.
You know, I mean, it is against the law.
It is.
I mean, let's just put it down. The fines are pretty hefty.
Yes, they are.
If, you know, if you're caught and they can prove it.
Yeah.
But there is, through the North Carolina Department of Transportation, there is an app called SWAT a Litter Bug.
SWAT a Litter Bug.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
And I hope you can submit those names anonymously.
I would hope so.
So that you would not receive any retribution.
Yeah, called SWAT my windshield, SWAT my...
find your house.
Yes. yeah.
You know, one thing, too, they've really cracked down on is that, you know, there's still a lot of folks that do not have their own home garbage and stuff still, you know, collected. They take it themselves.
Right.
And, of course, there's a lot of construction companies and stuff that, you know, deliver to the landfills themselves. And, you know, and they really will crack down on you if it's not covered up. And if a DOT, you know, like the Highway Patrol or, you know, the motor carrier guys, if they catch even a commercial vehicle that's going, it's got refuse on it, and it's not covered, there are big fines for that. And then, of course, if they witness something leave your vehicle and it winds up on the roadway and yeah. it hurts or damages somebody else's vehicle or something like that, and they catch you, you certainly can be majorly fined. So that's why they say it's got to be covered when you head to the landfill.
And if I understand it correctly, they won't let you in the landfill.
Not in Henderson County.
Yeah, because that's where we go. Yeah. If you try, you know, every now and then you clean out the building, doing something, you got more trash than you know what you can dispose of through your service. So we'll every now and then take a load to the dump, and you got to have it covered, or
they won't let you in.
They won't let you in.
No.
So and it's safety, folks. Sure, things fly out.
And I'm sure there's more than that. You know, obviously that 12 million pounds, it requires more than just you know. But hey,
I pick litter up in my yard all the time.
I know.
And that just aggravates me. But, you know, I pick it up. But I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
and undoubtedly, there's usually cans that land in my yard of things that we do not partake
of. Yeah, that's a fact.
And I'm like, really? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to get these up. I don't even like to handle them, but I don't want to land in my yard.
Yeah, I'm so self-conscious. I've done that. I had to do that before, too. And I'm so self-conscious that if I have to pick them up out of my yard from somebody who's thrown something of the of that sort into my yard, and I'm afraid if I go to the dump that some other preacher's going to see it in my possession.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm putting this inside a bag.
So I'm going to put it inside a bag, inside a bag, inside a bag.
Yeah.
So I can throw it away, because I surely don't want another preacher seeing this coming out of my truck when I empty it at the dump.
The beer cans in my garbage were not for me.
Yeah, prove that, preacher. Just prove that right now.
it never fails. That's the can.
Yeah.
I mean, throw a Coke can. If you're going to throw Pepsi, throw Mountain Dew.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't, seriously. Okay, yeah. Don't throw any of it.
No, don't.
You know, but anyhow, it always ends up there. Well, we talked about the Christmas parades. I did want to give a thing from UPS. They have given their shipping deadlines. And so if you're looking for Christmas, they say Monday, December 20th, you're good to go.
Okay.
Tuesday, the 21st, is the last day to ship 3-day select.
Okay.
So that's the 21st. Anything prior to the 20th, you're good. December 23rd, you're cutting it kind of close. You're going to have to do next day air, which means hand me another 20 out of your purse.
Or another finger.
Or more. Yeah.
Or another finger.
Child, however, blood sample, I don't know. And for those, God love you, you're wanting to ship something on Christmas Eve. I'm like, really?
Really?
Yeah,
I agree with that. Yeah, really? Yeah,
that's all I'm going to say about that. It's just really. So for everybody to be good and in the clear, make sure to get your packages out by the 20th.
Yeah, I saw where the Postal Service this year, they hired like an extra 230,000 seasonal workers.
Wow.
To help out with regular mail.
Yeah.
Just through the holidays, because they're expecting such a backlog. You know why? Because people are having to wait so long to get goods.
Mm.
And their presence to come, and then turn right around and wrap it and ship it off.
It's all
to
crazy.
Make it. So there's such a delay in the supply chain that it's going to push, obviously with UPS and everybody else, going to push all those delivery dates back. And then they had to hire extra workers to try to help alleviate that. But if there's nothing to send, then there's nothing to, Yeah, yeah. So it's going to kind of, it's going to be, we'll have to wait and see.
And I'm
see
praying,
how things happen. But,
yeah, we're praying for all those, the carriers, whether you work through the Postal Service or a special delivery service, UPS, FedEx, et cetera. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Right.
We're praying for all of you. And I know today is Cyber Monday, which is the online version of Black Friday.
Yeah.
And that translates to a lot of people are ordering things online and it's got to be delivered somehow.
Yeah.
So first of all, we pray it's in stock.
Right.
And then we pray for the folks that are going to be getting it to us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do our part. And if we're going to ship something and we have it, let's go ahead and get it on
just
the way
get
now.
Get it on the way
yep.
because you just don't want to wait till the last second.
No, you don't.
Sure.
You don't. So again, God bless all the delivery folks. Pray the Lord keeps you safe. And hey, folks, it wouldn't hurt us to put some cookies in the mailbox.
No.
I think it'd be okay.
That would be nice.
I think it would. Yeah, or hang it on the side if you don't want to. I don't think we're supposed to put anything.
Get them a gift card or
do something. For your carrier.
Yeah.
They do a lot for us.
Yeah.
Looking at the roadways, everything's looking pretty good. Earlier, there was something over in downtown, but there it is.
Yeah.
There was an accident on I-240 East.
Mm.
I was trying to see. That's going to be before you get into, Future 26, right at that split where everything gets crazy after the Jeff Bowen Bridge.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be right in there.
Okay.
Before you hit Patton, that section of Patton. So it's got traffic backed up a little bit. It's better than it was a little while ago.
I know there was a mess on Old Fort Mountain earlier. I mean, a huge mess, but it looks like it's gone now because that was... right there as you come into Old Fort and start up the mountain there was a four different crashes.
Oh, wow.
Four different crashes coming up the mountain. So I don't know what all that was, but anyway,
it's
I hope everybody's okay. It's better now.
Yeah, and just remember I-40, Harmon's Den over in, I guess that's still Haywood County?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's right at the edge.
I think
it's right at the edge of Haywood. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's
not,
you're right.
Not too far from the Tennessee state line.
Right.
But that bridge, they're replacing it, so they've got 40 shut down in both directions, and you have to take the exit and then come back on the ramp.
Yeah.
It's not.
I learned a new term when they from the DOT this year.
Okay.
They call that a zipper. It's called a zipper detour.
Really?
Yeah, you have to close a bridge and then go down an off ramp and back up an on ramp in both directions, and then they close that little section in the middle. It looks like a zipper.
There you go.
So they call it a zipper detour.
Well, I see why now,
they open up the highway like a zipper, and then I never heard that before, but that's what they called it on their website. It's called a zipper.
And that's what's happening at Harmon's Dam.
Now you just can't go zipping through there.
No,
you're not. As a matter of fact, if you go that way, you're going to be like delayed. There won't be no zipping through there.
No, okay? It's more like turtle time.
Yeah, yeah.
Slow and steady.
Yeah.
So there you go. And some folks are recommending if it's not a large truck or if you're not a car sick person, to go over through Hot Springs.
Yeah.
And it only adds about 15 minutes from the traditional 40 route. So now it probably would save you some time. But again, large vehicles over so many feet are not allowed because it is super curvy. It's beautiful, but you might need some Dramamine for the folks in the car that get a little car sick.
For sure.
Not for the driver, but of course, the other way is to take 26 to 81 and come back around.
Yep.
And that's a little more time consuming, but you have to weigh your options if you want to wait in traffic.
Yep.
Well, it's Swap Shop time here on a Monday, last Monday in the month of November. And we'll adjust our AM time on Wednesday. We lose a few minutes in the morning, and then 5:15 is our sign-off in the afternoon. But Pastor Barton will still have drive time on the FM, the app, and WGCR.net.
Yeah.
So we'll
and don't forget, too, that starting on Wednesday, you know, guess what happens? It will be ringing in the bells of Christmas. Am I right?
You are. Wednesday.
So Wednesday morning, around 8 o'clock, starting around 8 o'clock, you'll be listening for a chance. When you hear the bells ring for our Christmas hams this year, And Wednesday being the first, it'll be a mad dash to be the first caller yeah. on Wednesday. And one thing, let me just say this quickly before we get into swap shop items. We have been in a process today. Brother Daniel has been so working so diligently over the last few months of getting our new phone system in, and we're going to be getting that in the next couple of days, and everything's worked. We'll try to get all the bugs worked out. We'll be ready to go whenever you start calling in on Wednesday and be our first caller. And notice, you haven't heard no bells ring, so don't do it now.
No, not yet.
But Wednesday, December the 1st, when you hear the bells ring for Christmas, starting with caller number one on Wednesday, we'll give you a chance to win one of those Christmas hams. Okay,
it'll be fun.
All right,
and we'll continue till the 23rd.
Brother 23rd,
because during this time on December 23rd will be our honor Christmas party.
Yeah,
and as the staff, as many as can get here, will be here, mm-hmm. and Pastor Barton will be your host, and we'll be drawing for our grand prize drawing, which is a $500 Visa gift card.
Yeah.
And then we'll have our Christmas card drawing, which if you send us a Christmas card, we decorate with it. And then for that giveaway, I know we've got a $100 Visa gift card, a $50 grocery shopping card, along with a new Bible, and a very nice prize package for somebody who sends us a Christmas card.
Okay.
And then we've got a lot going on this month, and as we get the details about when online registration will start, we've got Christmas stockings, and we'll give those away not next week, but the following.
Okay.
I think it's maybe the 13th, and I'll have to get my calendar here.
Very good.
We will start the week of the 10th. Nope, I went too far. That was January. I was correct. 13th. The 13th through the 17th, you and I will have the pleasure of drawing every day for a young man and a young lady.
Very good.
For our Christmas stockings and a $50 Visa gift card, a new Bible, and a bunch of other goodies, toys, candy, and more. Every package is at least a $100 value.
Wow.
So we'll be giving those away, and registration will open up for that next week.
Sounds great.
So 18 and under are eligible. So again, a lot going on.
Cool.
December hours for our AM family, 7:30 every morning till 5:15.
Okay.
That's for our AM family, but for FM 94.9, WGCR.net, and Anchor Broadcasting app, we're here the extended hours pretty much all the time.
Okay.
There
very,
you have
very,
it.
Very good.
All right, it's Swap Shop time.
We've got some free Golden Retriever puppies. They're wanting to give them to their forever homes. One male, one female, excellent temperament. They're house trained with very good, trainable natures, and perfect for families with children and other pets. They say, I will not rehome to just anyone. Please email me first at, let me see, Josephine McCallum 56 at yahoo.com, or text at 424-427-7528. Let me give you that email address again. Josephine McCallum 56 at yahoo.com, or 424-427-7528.
Now, I wonder if they're wanting them both to go to the same home.
I didn't see that, but it might be.
And Golden Retrievers, they're really
just
good dogs.
Yeah, they're great dogs, for sure.
Great temperament, like they said. So there you have it.
All right.
Here is a power wheelchair. Do you know if we ever got the
phone? I did not get a response back, so not that I know of it.
What we're looking for then would be the person who called in the power wheelchair with the telescoping lift, recline feature, etc. We need to confirm a number for that.
Right.
So if you have this and wanted to put it on Swap Shop, would you please call us after Swap Shop?
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently the number we put in is not ringing correctly to where it needs to go. So please let us know. 828-884-9427. Call us after Swap Shop.
Yeah, please do. Here's a truck cover for an F-150 model, selling it for $245. 556-5134. 556-5134.
Looking for a 1964 Mercury Comet sedan? Leave a message and they'll call back if there's no answer when you call. 242-4604. 242-4604.
Here's for sale a set of tires, a set of four Nitto Ridge Grapplers LT285-55R22s. Still in great shape, have good tread. They traded the vehicle and can't use them. They're asking $300 for the set. 736-4229, 828-736-4229.
Looking for a used bathtub, 577-1744, 577-1744.
Here are some oak unfinished cabinets. They have the uppers and lowers. Call for sizes at 877-3099, 877-3099.
GE refrigerator, French door with the freezer on the bottom, water and ice dispenser in the door, slate finish, 27.8 cubic feet, standard depth, 36 inches wide, 70 inches tall. This same model at Lowe's sells for a little over $3,100. They're asking $2,100. 884-6877, 884-6877.
Here are some a solid wood light oak round table with four matching chairs, $125. If no answer, please leave a message at 685-8439, 685-8439.
Someone's looking for an older car to drive around on the weekends, looking for something in the 50s or 60s model era. Also for sale, they have a Heath guitar amp with two speakers and some die-cast cars that are mainly 50 models. They're about 12 inches in length. 255-9033, 255-9033.
A 1995 Oldsmobile Supreme XL. It needs some work on the engine. They're asking $1,000 or best offer. 384-1471, 384-1471.
And Brother Eddie, while I read this next one, would you go back up and get the ad for the Grappler tires, and we'll give that again. Somebody wanted to talk a redo on that. Here's a Jayco J-Flight travel trailer. Excellent condition. One owner. It's about 30 feet in length. The gross weight is a little over 6,800 pounds. 12-foot electric patio awning, LED lighting, slide out for living and dining room, thermal package and solar ready, 30-amp hookup, electric tongue jack, 15,000 BTU air conditioner, outside shower and grill, sleeps 8 to 10, and it also includes the hitch, sway bar, and the heavy-duty cover. $25,000 is what they're asking. 577-1970, 577-1970.
Here's for sale, again, a set of four tires. They're the Nitto Ridge Grapplers. 285-55R22 is the size. Still got good tread, and they traded the vehicle and can't use them. They're asking $300. The phone number, 736-4229, 828-736-4229.
And that's our Swap Shop items for today. Birthday wishes going out today to my husband, Mr. Joe Johnson.
Yeah. Happy birthday today. Brother Joe, God bless.
Yeah, in 26 days and counting until Christmas in our countdown. And we invite you, if you know somebody who's celebrating a birthday or wedding anniversary, let us know and we'll celebrate with you. 828-884-9427, or you can text us here at 828-577-1296.
All right, very good.
Have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.
All righty.